Why do people who elevate matter over mind still talk about mind over matter? This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager asking, Alec, what's going on here? We're looking at the importance of redeeming philosophy when it comes to making sense of the world, focusing on metaphysics.
John, metaphysics is the branch of philosophy that digs deeper into reality. It reaches beyond just the physical stuff, and it raises important questions about mind and matter. Those who argue the non-physical is nonsense will try to reduce your mind to your brain, since there's nothing else out there. But something called Leibniz's Law points out a problem. Leibniz was a 17th century German philosopher who wrote about the indiscernibility of identicals.
The indiscernibility of identicals. I like it. What does that mean, Alan?
Very simply, identical things are indiscernible. If you can't discern between two things in any way whatsoever, you discover you're not talking about two things. You're actually talking about one thing. For example, if your mind is identical to your brain, everything true of your mind is true of your brain and vice versa. But if you can discern between your mind and your brain, then your mind and your brain are not the same thing. They're not identical.
And that honestly does seem to be the case, which is why the expression mind over matter does make sense.
Our mind has capacities what our brain can offer. For example, our mind can be directed towards something as if it's under our control. Mm-hmm. If your mind is just matter, then you don't control your brain. Your brain controls you. Metaphysics reveals what the Bible teaches. Our mind is more than matter because God made us body and soul.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Alec has written the book A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Check it out at reasonwhy.org.